This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve Womack in Midtown for your home and auto insurance today. Steve understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection they deserve. So when the shot clock counts down, be ready with a three-pointer from downtown. Call 901-725-1919 or SteveWomackAgency.com.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
This what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to f*** with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Yo, girl, it's hot, a missionary boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real, if you celebrate it, finger poke, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail, clientele the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name, I gotta say.
Who that, all right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is Tuesday and we are plowing through the week. Yes, Penny Hardaway is still the coach over the University of Memphis. And yes, that's all still exciting, John. They're selling tickets. They're selling flat-billed hats. Things are just jumping off the shelves, brother.
I got people in my direct messages, like literally as of 5 seconds ago, saying, can we start the conversation about Memphis Madness? It's April.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Well, you heard when I asked that important question to Penny Hardaway last week at the availability about the importance of Madness.
Oh, that's true.
What he did. He gave us a little laugh.
That's a great point. Well, and he said it was one of the first things he started thinking about when he got the job.
Well, that's why I'm underlining the importance of it, John, because you're going to have so many of those 2019 prospects in that building for what should be a momentous evening, John Martin. But that's a little far down the line.
Six months away. People
are still buzzing about it, and look, it's still all exciting.
Well, maybe at some point today, since we're on the subject, we can like come up with how to make that event right. Like, if you and I were in charge, what would we do?
I tell you how you make it right. You bring Drake and you do Look Alive.
And also Don Zalay artists. Get Don Zalay in there.
Oh, I love having Don Zalay there.
Because that would make the event perfect. The mother of James Wiseman. We will do that maybe at some point today. But here's what we got going on the show.
Are you okay?
Today?
Deep swallow.
Yeah, it was. Jason Fitz is going to join us from Spain and Fitz.
Love Fitzy.
We were late because we're the last name in the show. Like we have like a connection.
Oh,
there.
Stop.
There's Fitz, and then there's you're like the Sarah Spain.
Will you stop?
And I'm Jason Fitz.
Mike Miller has elevated you.
Yes, Patty Pump. It has taken me to a new level.
It's true.
But we will talk to Jason Fitz about everything. NFL draft coming up. It's this week. Like, it's 2 days away.
I know. Get excited.
I mean, I always love the NFL draft. You know, and this particular NFL draft seems to be very intriguing. Could the Browns draft Baker Mayfield number one? There seems to be a little bit of buzz.
There's some buzz with that. The report's out that they are considering Baker for the one pick. I know that makes Jeffrey Wright happy.
Is it misdirection, you know, coming out 48, 72 hours before the draft?
Whoever Cleveland picks
will suck.
Will be the bust.
It's just, you can't shake it.
It's just a matter of which player they're going to anoint. Mm-hmm. As future bust.
But, by the way, I definitely agree with the philosophy of just drafting the quarterback until you get one right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, building around a quarterback, you know, in the future, I don't know if is the smart play. You know, like getting a great defensive lineman or mm-hmm. a great running back. Like, you need a quarterback, first and foremost. You don't have a chance without one. So
we got one now, hopefully. His name is Trubisky.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I don't know. Jury's still out.
The jury is indeed out.
We're compiling weapons for him, yeah. If you haven't noticed.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Okay.
So we will talk to Jason Fitz about that at 11:25. At 12:25, Clay Travis joins us every single Tuesday.
Clay!
We have not mentioned it yet, but the whole country's been talking about it. The unfortunate events that took place over the weekend just outside of Nashville.
Yeah, we didn't touch on that on our show yesterday.
And obviously,
what a hero.
Unfortunately, 4 people lost their lives. But there was a hero in the store.
Well, it feels like there could have been, there could have been much more than 4 people losing their lives is why you have a hero. Big time hero.
And
James Shaw Jr. is his name.
Yeah, it happened just outside of Nashville. So we will talk to Clay Travis about that at 12:25. Then at 1:25.
We got a little Nashville flavor today so far.
We do. But Jason Fitz is national now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
You know, we're like the Wing Guru. You know what I mean? Like a little Nashville flavor every now and then. Ain't so bad. It ain't so bad, man. And then at 1:25, we're going to talk to Brian Geltzeiler of Hoops Critic. I just want to ask him if John Calipari is going to the NBA. I really just want to ask him, will John Calipari ever play or coach in the NBA? Not play, but coach in the NBA. Will Jay Wright coach in the NBA? I want to ask him about that.
I want to ask him how many cups of coffee he's had today.
Okay. All right. Well,
did you ever hear Geltzeiler? Of course you have.
I've heard him.
He is always pumped.
He is fueled.
Yeah. Okay. And you just wonder if it's natural.
Jeffrey Wright is also
if it's artificial.
Always fueled.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I hear Jeffrey Wright, I feel like he's on 3, you know, huge cups of coffee.
Geltzeiler's like that.
Yeah, well, I can confirm he is Jeffrey drinks a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
The energy level.
I don't know if we've ever had this conversation, but I cannot drink coffee. I cannot do it. It's just, I cannot drink hot things.
I do 1 cup in the morning.
Uh-huh. Your wife makes it for you?
Mm-hmm.
So sweet.
I know.
So old-fashioned and traditional.
And then I do, like, since I've reached old age, I find that 1 cup at night treats me right. Right before bed.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, caffeine full.
My father-in-law
does sleep
that.
Just fine, but I love that cup at night when I'm reading.
Dude, you are
preparing
washed.
For the show. I know I'm getting old, right?
You are washed.
Doesn't that sound old?
You sound like Tubby you're becoming Tubby. Like you,
that may be happening, actually.
Do you have my cup of coffee?
Yeah, like
exactly.
You acted as Tubby, you know, for the calls,
mm-hmm.
and what actually happened was you became Tubby.
Right.
It's
consuming me.
Yeah, like you're walking around the house and you're slippery.
I was already drinking the coffee.
You know, you got your hot coffee.
Yeah, coffee's not the conversation. We can have that one day. Coffee's good. It's good for you, too. Just not too much. Everything in moderation.
Thank you for your concern.
Get this back on track. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your concern, as always, Coach. But, yes, you're right. To get on track, the NBA playoffs are raging on. I know some of you are going to be disappointed that the first sentence out of my mouth after the lineup did not include the word Penny. I am sorry.
I think people will actually be happy.
I am sorry. We will talk about Penny Hardaway today, rest assured, at some point, probably in the rundown. So if you just want to, you know, if you can just hang tight till the rundown, we will get to him.
Yeah, there's some news there about some of the recruits.
There definitely is some recruiting news. But the NBA playoffs, we have just not been able to spend much time on them because of, you know, Penny hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and rightfully so. Penny is the story here in Memphis. But, I mean, listen, it's that's all kind of set. Like the team is basically set.
Yeah.
You know, this coaching staff is basically set.
Just got the one thing up in the air.
And so we feel like, you know, hey, it's kind of time to turn our attention to the NBA.
Especially with what's going on in
where
the
there are some great games happening.
Yeah, man.
You know, the Thunder-Jazz series has been very entertaining.
I remember pointing at that one and you seeming to have some doubt. I remember you asking the question to some national guys saying, hey, is this one going to be as good as everybody's saying it's going to be?
Yeah.
You didn't. I don't think you felt it.
Well, I don't think
you saw this coming.
What I did not see coming at all was a sweep of the Blazers by the Pelicans. Like, that's the one that I could not eat. Without Boogie, like, I couldn't. Drew Holiday showed me so much in that series.
And Rondo continues to show you how valuable he is as a vet, right?
Yeah. I mean, what a career that guy's
had. I mean, dude.
Up and downs.
You remember what he had before he got hurt with my Bulls, where we were at with him before he got hurt last year? Dude, he was killing.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, between Drew Holiday, him, and Anthony Davis, yeah, they were unbelievable. I watched that series. I watched a lot of that one. But I've also found myself just watching Donovan Mitchell, man. This kid.
Can't help but watch him.
And we saw it last night. I mean, everybody's seen the stats. He's the first rookie to score 100 points or more since Michael Jordan in his first 4 playoff games. I mean, this dude's doing stuff that we haven't seen. Saw one this morning where the only rookies, all right, in NBA history to have averaged more in the playoffs their first 4 games. Check these names out. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, George Mikan. and there's one more, Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Those are the only ones that have done better than Donovan Mitchell has his first four games offensively. It's been unbelievable, John. And to kind of see the sort of the mask get taken off OKC and Westbrook,
yeah,
it's been kind of fun to watch.
I've been very disappointed in Oklahoma City.
Well, there's one person to be particularly disappointed with, and I know we've got somewhere we want to go with this segment, but I'm going to tell you who that one person is. Mm-hmm. It's Carmelo Anthony. My goodness. Yeah. Have some pride.
He is like, he has such a cult following, though, Carmelo does.
I know you can't tell the Carmelo people that he ain't still, you know, still at the top of his game, like, and capable of taking over.
Why does he have such a cult following?
Oh, because he started his career with AI, and they went on a little run, and then he went to New York.
But he hasn't been like a, he has not been a winning basketball player in how many years?
Forever,
I mean, and I get that he chose the Knicks, right? Like, because he wanted to be the brand. And
I mean, he tried. I appreciate him going enough. There. No, yeah. It wasn't. They never put anything around him, quite frankly. But I don't know that his style now helps you. There's so much ISO. There's so much him holding the ball. There's so little defense.
Oh, well,
and that kills you. But with him now, when he's not giving you 20, 25 points a game, when he's giving you 11 to 15, and there's no D,
right?
He is a liability.
He is.
And he has been for them in this series.
Yes, he has. No, it's been disappointing. You're exactly right to see the way that Melo's career. I just thought Oklahoma City with Melo, with Paul George and Russ now, you know, I thought they would be better than they are. I actually, I remember talking about this.
Not having their 3-and-D guys hurt them too.
Yeah.
Roberson.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought before the season started, you know, we kind of went through the West and started trying to pick who might be the biggest threat to Golden State. I thought
you said Houston and OKC?
Yeah, like you just compile all that talent.
Well, and Steven Adams. He's had a nice season.
And I thought OKC because I thought defensively they're a little bit different than Houston. That they could get you in Golden, you know, they could go with a series and maybe shut you down a little bit more defensively than a Houston can.
Yeah.
And they can't do that. They can't do it without Andre.
No, they
can't do it with Carmelo Anthony out there. And we're seeing it right now. They're getting killed by a rookie
who
looks like he's going to be really special.
They're on the verge of losing this thing. In five or six games.
No question about it.
They're down 3-1, and they're down 3-1 in large part to one of the great stories of the NBA.
I didn't see this coming.
Nobody
we saw him in Summer League, and he was good, but nobody saw this coming.
Yeah.
33 last night?
That's Donovan Mitchell.
7 rebounds, 4 assists? And he's talked about coming up and kind of trying to pattern his game and his energy after Westbrook, and that's what I'm telling you. Feels like he's taking the mask off of him. Westbrook, who's one of the most aggressive players in the league.
He's focused on Rubio.
One of the most aggressive players in the league, right? And I know foul trouble's been some of it, but down the stretch, this dude's been, you know, he's taking shot here, shot there. You used to see him take over.
Yep.
And they're keeping him so busy, in some cases in foul trouble, dude. I don't think he can't do what he's used to doing. So it's been, it's been one-sided, obviously, and here, you can't mention Utah and how good they are without mentioning Rudy Gobert and what he does for them defensively.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. I mean, that's the key for them anchor-wise.
Yeah.
Makes everything defensively so much easier because guys can go, you know, you can guard folks straight up and just funnel them to Rudy. They're fun to watch, but particularly Donovan Mitchell, young guys, and it got me to thinking, like it did yesterday, you asked Mike Wallace, Grizzlies got anybody like, you know, you look at the roster. So Dylan Brooks, you got anybody young like this
right.
That you can get behind and see sort of a future. That's why this draft is so important.
That thought struck me while I was watching the end of the Celtics-Bucks game.
Jalen and Jason.
Not even them. I mentioned them because they took over. But then, you know, obviously, Giannis is a young player.
Still
right?
Young.
He's not like a first-year guy, but he's very young. And then Malcolm Brogdon.
Brogdon hitting big shots for him down the stretch.
He hit a huge shot in the corner there.
Yeah, he did.
He was the rookie of the year last year, you know. And
young league, man. Young guys, man.
And you're starting to, like, that's sort of been the theme of these playoffs, is the next generation.
I think
you know,
you're right.
Of guys coming up and who the next faces of the league are going to be.
That's why it's so much fun watching Philly.
And then you look at the Grizzlies, and they have just... I mean, struggled mightily with identifying talent in the draft, through the draft. Now, you got to give them credit for finding a guy like Dylan Brooks in the second round, in the mid-second round, right? Like, you got to give them credit for that. And I'm not, and their picks, to be totally fair to them, have not been, in terms of slot,
right.
Have not been great.
Right.
It's not like they've had, like, a top 10 pick, you know,
right. Look where they're picking.
Years.
It's tough down in those 20s where they're picking. That's tough.
They had Wade Baldwin.
That's a crapshoot a lot of times.
They had Wade Baldwin was in the teens. That was a huge miss, right?
It was.
But that's just all I can think about, right? As great as these playoffs are, you know, the Grizzlies aren't a part of them.
You look around the league, everybody's got a young star. I mean, even the worst teams, John,
and
Sacramento and Phoenix have young stars.
If you want to get back to the playoffs, here's the rub. A healthy Mike ain't going to be enough next year.
I'm glad you're coming to that realization.
It ain't going to be enough. It's going to, you're going to have
some young talent on
this
squad.
Whoever you get at the two, or, you know, whoever, we can't even speculate what it would be, right? It's kind of hard until May 15th, you know, because they may pick first, they may pick fifth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't know. But whatever slot you end up in, if you don't draft a star,
right?
And I'm not talking about like just a good player. If you don't draft a star, you're going to be rebuilding in a year.
A guy who's contributing first or second year like these Donovan Mitchells, man, they're at the Grizzlies. They're in such a, they've got to get one of these. And I don't, if it's Luka, it's a, if it's Marvin, but you've got to get this in your franchise. This kind of, it's like we said, Penny's been the story. But I've been stuck on these playoffs because of these young guys.
Right.
I've been stuck watching the Philadelphia series. I've been stuck watching this because of these young guys. And to your point, you look around, and we'd love for that guy, you know, Dylan Brooks, to be a big part of it.
Right.
But you look at Dylan, and we differ on this. You think he's a, you know, 11, 12 career score guy.
I think that's basically what he is.
I think Dylan can eventually be, and I think we saw it at the end of the year when he got the reps and the time.
Yeah.
An 18-point guy.
I mean, that would be great.
That's a piece. That right? That's a piece.
Yeah, he's not on the tier. And Mike Wallace even said that yesterday. Like, he's not on the tier.
Mike didn't include him when you asked him. I was curious to see if Mike would include him because you asked him about Jason and Jalen. And I was curious to see if Mike, who works for them. But I love it so much, man, that he speaks his mind, right? Keeps it
right.
Much still the reporter that he's always been.
Oh, for sure.
And even he couldn't say that Dylan's in that in that league. And he's right now, he's not. Hopefully he gets there. Probably not going to do it. But you've got to. That's why this draft is so important.
My question would be: will he ever be thrust into a role where he has to become that? If that's probably not a good thing for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, if you get Doncic and you put him into the three, you're telling me that Dylan can't be the two?
I think Dylan.
Key for Dylan at the two is guarding the other two.
I think Dylan's career arc.
But we'll see.
Is, you know, could he get up to 14 points a game on a season? Yeah, I think he probably could. I think anything other than that.
Average like 20 in April.
He averaged 20 in April. He did. That was influenced by that 36-point, you know, output last game of the season.
18 is possible.
It's also like you don't want to.
11 seems low, bro. I'd say that's low.
I'm just like you can't put too much stock
into
April offense.
I get that. I get that. I mean, and who he's out there with, I understand. I mean, Tyreek's not out there. You got guys obviously going to be taking shots. Yes, he was getting the bulk of shots.
Well, here's the question, right? If I put it to you today. And Bennett, I'll do the same for you, and I'll do the same for myself. If I put it to you today to give me a starting five of the faces of the league, and I'm talking about rookies and first-year guys, right? Like, if you had to draft a team, five guys and a six-man going forward.
Give me rookie and second year so I can get Joel in there.
Yeah, so who's on your who's on your team? Is Dylan Brooks on your team?
No, I got to go with Mike Wallace. If you're talking about the entire league?
Yeah.
Like
whole league.
No, this is easy. There are some guys on this list that everybody that are just the right answer.
Correct.
That are just, you can't debate.
We'll have some overlap here.
Okay. look, Bennett's gone. Got us. What is this?
This is the NBA.
Dramatic. It is. Okay, I hear it. Point guard is easy. It's Ben Simmons.
Correct.
19.3 points per game in the playoffs, 10.8 rebounds. He's having a triple-double in the freaking playoffs in the four games. Shooting guard is easy. We just saw him last night.
No doubt.
He had 33 points. His name's Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
He's the first player to score 100 points in his first four games since Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of him? This might be where we get off. So you like my point guards? Are we all on the same page, point guards?
Yes.
The backcourts? Okay, that's easy.
That's the backcourt.
Small forward.
Wait, we all said Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, right?
Yes. Easy. Yep. Right? Those are the right answers.
You can't debate those.
Don't
try to be different.
All right. Small forward could be a little. I'm going Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
The stud I've got it. He's increased his scoring average. Obviously, he's needed to with Kyrie out, with Gordon Hayward out. But from 14.5 points per game in the regular season to 23.8 in the playoffs. Stud.
Big time. Yeah, big time.
I don't think there's going to be any way they can keep him.
I mean, I've got Jaylen Brown in my 3-2. I mean, I think he's, you know, this. I think Bill Simmons put it best. Like, this is like grad school for him. Because, you know, the Celtics are so decimated by injury that whatever they do in these playoffs is a total bonus. It's just experience for Tatum and Brown. And he's obviously risen to the occasion. So I think he's great.
Who's your power forward?
You know, this is tough. But and this is a little bit of a flyer, but I do think this guy is a stud, and he will be going forward with more opportunity, and that's Domantas Sabonis. You know, I really think, I mean, he obviously had 19 points.
Little Sabo.
Yeah, he had the 19-point game, the outburst, was that game four against Cleveland? You know, I think he's a stud. He's, and I, plus, I have to have some representation on my team. I mean, we're talking about the future of the league here.
Right.
I don't want to get stamped out completely.
I understand.
So I got to go Sabonis here at the four. I think he's versatile. You know, he's if he can develop a three-point shot in this league, he'll
dude, he's fun to watch.
Yeah, like I think he's got a chance. He's developing, but I think he's got a chance to be a really good player.
I like the pick, John, but I can tell by how shaky your voice is, it's the wrong answer. The right answer would be at power forward. Ben, and I don't know how you feel about this one, Dario Saric.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Grizzlies tried to trade for him?
Well, at least they tried.
Reportedly so, at least.
You got to shoot your shot.
Look, Dario Saric, listen to this. In the playoffs, almost 19 points per game and 7 rebounds per game in his second year. This dude is real.
Yeah, he is.
And I like him in my power. Ben, you got who you got power forward?
Well, my small forward was Jason Tatum, but you guys didn't want to ask me. My power forward is Lauri Markkanen out of the Chicago Bulls.
I got a little
size on my starting lineup.
Don't worry about Lauri.
That's why I wanted Tatum in my small forward instead. But yeah, Markkanen, he averaged 36% from three, 20 plus points, 5 of his last 9 games. So he came on strong at the end of the year.
I was wrong about him.
His star is on the rise.
It is.
His nickname is the Finisher. Because he's from Finland?
Yeah, I get that.
Pretty good.
The center is not debatable.
No, it's not.
For going first and second year guys, the center is Joel Embiid.
It's Deontay Davis.
So who's your sixth man? It's not Deontay Davis, although we'd love it to be.
My sixth man is actually, I love this guy's game. I think he's got so much ability. That's Jamal Murray. In this NBA,
interesting.
You know, he can really shoot the three ball. You know, mm-hmm. He can handle the ball, can play point off the ball. If you take his averages from December 1st to the end of the season, averaged 18 points a game. 46% shooting, 41% from three, 90% from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 4 assists a game.
Mm-hmm.
He's a stud. He also has a case for most improved player, honestly, from his rookie to his sophomore season. So I think Jamal Murray's a stud, and he's going to lead Denver back to the playoffs.
I like your pick. My sixth man is Jason Tatum. It's Bennett's starting three. And Bennett pointed this out to me. I didn't realize it. Yes, he's averaging 14.5 the playoffs. He's having to do that, though, him and Jalen. We talked about that. 6 rebounds a game. But he shot 43% from three in the regular season.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
It is.
And the way he went after Giannis, how physical he was.
Yeah.
I know Giannis got this tip at the end of the game, but that dude, he is fearless, Jason Tatum. And I wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah, he's cold.
Who's your sixth man, Bennett? Second
Dylan.
Year, first year guy. Oh, of course.
Okay.
I got to get some Grizz love in there.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing how we could pretty much very much easily.
Dude, he could have had a 40-something point game.
He could have, but, like, come on. It's
headed.
One game where nobody cares.
Will you stop taking a dump on Dylan? What do you have against Dylan Brooks? Like, that's all you've been doing this whole season.
Another guy that came on strong at the end of the year, 19 points.
He is not top six. Come on, man. He is not top six of rookies.
We can have him as a sixth man.
And lose. Our team's going to run through his.
I mean, Jason Tatum's going to take him down low.
No, Dylan Brooks is a perfectly good player.
I've got Tatum on my team.
He's a good player. He is not your sixth man on the, you know, faces of the league. Come on, dude. As much as I wish he was.
Sick of you bad-mouthing Dylan Brooks.
But the point is that there's so much talent.
And we got to get one.
And young talent in the NBA. And it only, you know, underlines how important that first, second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever it is, pick for the Grizzlies is this year.
What are you doing for May 15th?
I'm watching.
Any good luck charms, or you got any prayer or anything?
No, I don't. Maybe I should pray though.
It's worked. Your prayers on the show so far.
I'm 2 for 2.
Been pretty good.
On the prayers,
right?
Yeah. So maybe we'll have to do one for the lottery.
About that.
That's a good point. All right, when we come back, Jason Fitz from Spain and Fitz will join us. We will talk a little NBA with him, get his opinion on some of the young talent in the NBA. We will talk NFL draft, little Titans. All that and more with Jason Fitz when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis weather can be unpredictable, from extreme cold to severe storms to tornadic winds, so perhaps it's time to go ahead and put Danny Morrison Roofing in your phone. My name's Gary Parrish, and I'm here to remind you that if your roof suffers from damage due to unpredictable weather, Danny Morrison can get you under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense to you. That's right. Danny and his team will work directly with your insurance company and get you taken care of quickly and professionally, and most importantly, at no out-of-pocket cost to you. You've heard me talking about it for years. years, and people ask me all the time if it's legit, and I'm telling you, it's legit. You can trust Danny Morrison to handle your roofing needs, and you can call him at 901-870-0186. That's 870-0186. Danny's company is the best in the Mid-South, evidence being that it has won the Memphis Most Award in the category of best roofing contractor in the Mid-South. His team is experienced and knowledgeable, and now they're waiting for your call, so call them. 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. That's Danny Morrison Roofing on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
One of the scariest things that can happen to a guy is that first morning you wake up, you look in the mirror, and you start to realize you're going thin up top. Two out of every three guys are going to start losing their hair by the age of 35. 35! You're still a young dude at that point. You're going to start losing your hair? Then think about it. A year from now, it's all gone. And everybody used to think that as soon as you start losing your hair, that's it. You can't stop it. It's genetics, it's father time, and there's no way you can prevent it. Well, guess what? That's wrong. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Prescription solutions backed by science, written by a doctor, delivered to your door. You don't have to lose the flow. Go to 4hims.com/winner and get started for just $5 while supplies last. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. So go to 4hims.com/winner. That's FORHIMS.com/winner. 4hims/winner.
Everybody's doing podcasts, so why not me? And why not do it in my favorite place, the Xfinity Store? First, some dramatic podcast music. And now, some real talk on saving. Xfinity has great Wi-Fi with the fastest internet. And you can get Xfinity Mobile included with your internet. Up to 5 lines. That could save you $400 or more a year versus the other guys. I'd use the savings to buy more sound effects. These don't grow on trees, people.
Simple, easy, awesome. Now through May 23rd, get started with up to 25 megabits per second internet speed for only $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And for a limited time, ask how you can get a $200 prepaid card with Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Monthly charge increases by $5. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly charges for Comcast data options and weighted average of top four providers as of 12/17/17. Actual savings vary.
Right now, you can earn four times the fuel points on gift cards at Kroger. Download your digital coupon at Kroger.com. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Seven now. Face back at it again. You all ready? Yeah. I'm fire in the summertime. Cooking.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. As promised, his name is Jason Fitz. He's a Sports Center on Snapchat host. You can hear him on Spain and Fitz every weekday right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN. As soon as GP signs off, he joins us now. Jason, how are you?
Man, I'm so spectacular. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing well.
You're killing it, man. You're absolutely killing it. I'm listening to you every night.
Well, I appreciate it. It's a wild ride for sure. You know, I think every time we've talked, it's been sort of like, holy cow, how's all this going down? And, you know, you just mentioned SportsCenter on Snapchat, but the humble brag of the day is we got an Emmy nomination. So,
Big time.
a little old Snapchat show. I was sitting there getting ready to. I didn't even know we were doing that process. I was about to go on air, and one of the other people involved in the project tweeted a congrats out. And I looked and I said, "Holy cow!" Not in that language. We just got an Emmy nomination right as the music was playing to start a radio show. So I was like, well, "I got to focus through this." So yeah, it's a humbling
congrats,
journey for sure.
Man.
Yeah, because
thanks, man.
Because I hear you on the radio. I know it's terrific on Snapchat, but unfortunately, I can't enjoy it because my wife does not let me have a Snapchat.
Mm.
So it's just
trust, smart woman. John's keyword.
Smart woman. There's you know, nothing good coming from Snapchat.
I'm just
other
gonna,
than
except
Sports
you.
I'm just
going
to tell her, hey, I'm just going to tell her, Sam, I just want to watch Jason Fitz on
Emmy
Sports
nominated.
Center. That's all I'm going to
yes.
tell her. So that's perfect. You just gave me an excuse to get it on my phone. All right, Jason, we were just talking about sort of all the young talent that seems to be coming through the NBA. It seems to be the story of the playoffs so far.
If you had to pick one of these young players, though, whether it's Donovan Mitchell or Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons or whoever, if you had to pick one young player in the NBA to sort of be the face of the league going forward after the changing of the guard with LeBron, who would it be?
Joel, hand down, it's not even a close conversation. And the funny thing is, you know, a couple of months ago, I dug in on radio and said, hey, at some point, we got to decide where we are in the Cavs. And I made that decision in that moment that I'm out.
Yep.
And not because of LeBron, but because of all the other pieces. You know, we give so much benefit of the doubt to LeBron that we just sort of forget, hey, you're asking Clarkson and Nance, guys like that, to do things they've never done before just because they're with LeBron. I'm not willing to do that. And I think that when you start to look at what the future looks like in the East, particularly Philadelphia's stacked, they're set, we know that. But the other piece of being the face of a league is having that personality. And one thing we see every single night when we're cutting highlights and trying to figure out what the big story is in the NBA is we watch and we wait. We wait to cut the 76ers highlights until Embiid has the chance to talk to the sideline person because we know he's going to give us gold. And that's what it comes down to. When you're talking face of a league, you're not just talking dominance. You're also right. talking commerciability. He is not only on every poster because of what he can do, but he's going to end up on every poster because, frankly, he's fun to watch. That's why people – it's one of the reasons people love the Sixers.
Right. It's not enough in the age of social media to just be awesome at basketball, right? Like, you actually have to have a personality, too. Because, like, I just imagine if Kawhi Leonard, if he had a personality, like, he would be up there. But the fact that he really just focuses on basketball and you don't really feel like you know him outside of that, he kind of gets forgotten about.
Well, and that's why we're constantly talking about the Kawhi – San Antonio drama is because, frankly, he's not speaking to anybody. So the very thing that makes him sort of closed off and is part of, what sort of defines him also forces us to have an educated guess on what's going on in that situation because he doesn't have the personality to come out and say, here's what's up. And that's a huge deterrent. I mean, look at the NBA now, and you have to look across the board and say, when you talk about petty wars, when you talk about how these guys go at each other on Twitter, they have figured out that they are individual people and that they're bigger than the brand that's on their chest, and that's what separates them from every other sport. And in a world where we were so bummed years ago about, like, the super teams forming, I think what none of us anticipated is that this much young talent would come into the league, because now you can have 4, 5, 6 super teams in the next few years, because these guys are only getting better.
Which of these franchises would you want to run right now, Jason? Which would you more prefer to be the head guy, Boston or Philly? You mentioned that Philly squad and how they've got everything in front of them. They've got the young guys. They've got money, cap space. Then you've got Boston that's got Jalen and Jason Tatum obviously coming into their own. Obviously, you're going to have Kyrie and Gordon back. They've got all those assets. Which situation? They both are great, right? They both look like teams that are going to dominate here in the next few years. Which one you like better?
So I like where Boston is better because right now, I mean, if we just took the injuries away, Boston, clearly, that's a lost opportunity for the Celtics. They could have been the cream of the crop, but they just never had the shot to do it with the injuries. And like you mentioned, they're stacked. Their drafts over the next couple of years, they hold their own destiny. So they have the rare combination of set for now and set for the future.
Yep.
That being said, if I was from a player standpoint going to pick one, I'd pick Philly because there's less sort of pressure of what it's like to be the next generation of Celtics. I mean, like, if you think about what it's like to be in Boston, how do you separate from the history around that team? You don't. So if you're looking out, like, somewhere where you can just be you and that's enough, I love Philly for that.
That's a great point.
Jason, you mentioned LeBron earlier. We were talking about his matching suits and the team's matching suits. When you were with the band, was there ever a mandate to wear the same exact thing going into the venue or no?
Never into the venue, but my God, man, we wore, like, we did the Today Show in Rio for the Olympics, and they dressed us all in these, like, because they had a particular tone they wanted for that performance, so we all had to dress in the same. It looked like some bad Star Wars outfit. Oh, it was the, like, this tan weird. I felt like an Ewok probably would have come up and taken me to prom. It was really rough. Like,
What do you think the psychology, because we were trying to figure this out, like, what do you think the psychology was between, you know, behind LeBron saying, all right, we're all going to wear the same exact suit, same exact color going into the, like, unity? Is that the idea there?
I don't know. I like to think maybe he was just listening to, like, Temptations and Four Tops of Boys to Men and thought maybe he'd capture an era. Like, I don't love, like, that's one of those moments where what LeBron does sometimes, it either rubs me wrong or it feels so manufactured. I mean, do you go in and tell other guys that they have to lose their individuality and come to you on that sort of thing? Like, I don't understand how that makes you a better basketball team. You're just doing it because you know you want to look slick coming into the arena. And, you know, frankly, they'd trade that for a lead in the series any day.
Would you, I'm turning to NFL draft a little bit, and Titans in particular, if you had a choice between who you've got right now with Marcus Mariota or any of the QBs, any one of these big-time names that everybody expects to go high in this draft, would you keep the guy you've got, or would you take one of a Baker, a Sam Darnold, a Josh Rosen?
I'd keep Mariota, and not because I think Mariota is necessarily – I don't think we know what Mariota is yet. I'm not as comfortable as a lot of people on this draft class. I think the fact that you can find a fatal flaw in each of them is something, and we're just sort of ignoring that because we're desperate for quarterbacks in the league. I mean, at the end of the day, the fact that you can't get four teams to agree on who the top four are in any particular order kind of weirds me out for the play. You know, I think we forget in today's culture that Peyton Manning versus Ryan Leaf was an actual debate at draft time, right?
It was.
We forget that. And so now we got to look at it at some point and say, these debates in a few years, I don't know that we're not looking at a bunch of busts out of this thing.
I think you might be right. Which one do you think you feel the most sure about?
You know, I think I'm going to say Darnold, but I don't feel comfortable with any of them. Why do I feel like we're going to end up missing on, like, Lamar Jackson or something?
Seriously.
We're all going to look at,
like, he's going to be the one.
I mean, I think ultimately Lamar Jackson sort of falls into this spot where there's a perception around him that he doesn't make the reads quick enough, and you know, his obviously he didn't do great on some of the test stuff coming in, and so I know people just want to use that as a reason against him. The guy can play, you know, and I'll be the first to admit, I'll fall on the sword. I was not in love with Deshaun Watson last year. I was really wrong about that, so I keep looking at it saying, what am I really wrong about in this one? And you know, I feel like maybe it's one of the guys that we're just not paying attention to. That being said, I would not touch Allen with a 300-foot pole. I don't want a quarterback with accuracy issues from Wyoming that set the world on fire. Right. No, and no on that.
Yeah, I agree. We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz, host of Spain and Fitz, which you can hear right here on 92.9 FM ESPN weekdays. Jason, does Baker's confidence, do you like it? Is it a little too brash? Does it put you off? I feel like there's a fine line between, you know, having enough confidence and not, and having too much. Where are you with Baker?
I love the confidence, frankly. I think we always want to put guys in a box of, like, oh, they can only have just this amount of confidence that we're comfortable with. I have no problem with the confidence, but, it, you know, I don't know if you guys checked out the Sports Illustrated piece. The thing that bothers me is that now that he's not playing, either he's getting really bad advice or he's not handling the advice he's been given. And either way, that's what worries me. Like, when he admits openly that he just didn't spend a lot of time with the Chargers playbook, and they talk in the article in Sports Illustrated about how he blew the Bears off completely because they have Trubisky. And I get the logic behind it, but when you know that you're being perceived a certain way and you don't do anything about that in the process leading up to the draft, that's what scares me.
One of the Titans' biggest need, what are you addressing first with that? I guess it's the number 25 pick. Are you hitting that front seven? You going linebacker? What do the Titans need, Jason?
Yeah, I'm going linebacker. I mean, front seven I'd be okay with, but I really think that they need to find a linebacker. I do think there's some truth to what we're hearing leading up in the next 48 hours that they're going to be trading out of that pick. I think they want to move down, frankly. And I don't blame them. I mean, if you can get a little value, get some extra picks when you're picking at the bottom of the round, I don't see any reason if they think that it's there's three or four positions they can address, why not move down? So
yeah.
I remind everybody every year, you got to keep your eye on picks 20 through 30, because if you're sitting at the top of the second round and you want to trade up, you get that extra year in the contract. You get year five. So if there's somebody you're in love with at the bottom of the first round, you'll overpay just to get that extra year of security on the contract. So I think the Titans are pretty primed to move down and out.
And then, Jason, got to ask you an obligatory Raiders question. Do you like what John Gruden is doing? I mean, it definitely feels like he's gutting a lot of it, the roster. Do you like what he's done so far? Are you feeling good?
No, it's just terrible. I mean, the team's gotten older and less athletic and just,
amen.
You know, I get it. I think there were a lot of rumors last year that there were divides in the locker room and guys were sort of saw some things differently, and you had these different types of personalities and guys like Crabtree versus guys like Carr. But I don't love anytime you're looking at it and saying, well, I haven't even met any of the guys, but I'm just going to start getting rid of pieces and replacing it. I just don't think the team is any better than it was at the end of last season. And I think what happens is we get into the offseason and it's like a bad relationship. The farther you get away from the end of the year, the more you're like, you know what? It wasn't that bad. But you have to remember last year was bad. And then you look at up and down on the roster, like, I don't think this team's any better. So it looks like another wasted year with a defensive player of the year candidate and supposedly your future quarterback. I mean, that's, I think in 10 years, we'll look back on the beginning of this process and say, man, they wasted how many years with those two guys before they got anything done?
Oh, God, my stomach hurts. When John Gruden said, I want to go back to 1998, I didn't think he would actually mean signing guys who played in the NFL in 1998, but apparently that's exactly what he meant.
I mean, I'm going to hold him to the same fire that I just held Baker to. Like, you got to understand what the perception is when you're coming in, especially he was in the media. He knows what people are saying.
Absolutely.
And he comes in and he's just completely oblivious to it. Shameless promo, by the way. I'm going to be hosting an NFL draft show Thursday and Friday. It's out on Twitter. ESPN's doing a first ever draft show Thursday, Friday on Twitter. It'll run through the duration of the draft, and it's me and Dominique Foxworth, Mina Kimes, Field Yates, Mike Golick Jr. So we'll be breaking down everything that happens. So if you're one of those that likes to watch on Twitter, you can get out. It'll be all over the ESPN accounts. We'll be hanging out, talking all things draft.
Perfect. Hopefully,
we'll be doing it.
Hopefully you'll have some University of Memphis prospects to break down. You know, they got a receiver, Anthony Miller, coming out.
He's pretty good.
Who's going to be a early day two pick. So we'll look forward to it. Jason, appreciate
Thank
the
you
time.
For this, Jason.
It was one of those, if you get a U up text, that means I need some help on a Memphis
All project. Right, perfect. We'll get you up to speed, brother. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Jason.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. He is Jason Fitz. And he mentioned the Baker Mayfield thing, which is interesting, with the Chargers playbook. Like, he obviously had a meeting and a workout with the Chargers, and he admitted afterwards that he did not, you know, look into the playbook as much as he should have, which I got to tell you is a concern because so much of that job and being an elite quarterback is in any, whether it's Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Matt Ryan or whoever, will tell you a lot of that job is preparation, you know? And what? You're rolling your eyes. I mean, I am.
Because look, you think people aren't Baker don't want to play for the Chargers, period.
But it's
like there's no PR firm that would tell you that that's a good move, right? There's none. So the only explanation for that is he doesn't want to be a Charger. That's the only, because it's stupidity to say that you haven't been in your playbook, because what you just said,
that narrative
gets out. That narrative gets out. That's for the Chargers, man. He don't want to be a Charger.
Why?
Because he wants to start immediately.
I just don't understand. I don't understand. I'm with you. I don't understand the point of putting out, I should have gotten that playbook more right before the freaking draft.
No doubt.
You've got everybody telling you all the right steps, down to the suit you're going to wear.
Right.
Down to the what you're going to say, all that stuff. And he comes out with this. That's what I'm telling you. It's got to, if there's any explanation, it's got to be that he don't want to go to San Diego. Always go to L.A.
I've told you the guy I feel best about in this draft is Rosen. Like, in terms of quarterbacks, Rosen is the guy because, you know, he looks NFL ready. Like, how good is he going to be? I don't know, but I feel like the floor is high with him.
I saw some stuff with Sam Darnold that concerned me on Draft Academy. It's just a little short snippet. But they had to do something where they have to stay focused, right? You have to stay focused on the task at hand and keep, you know, pick out these numbers, right, while this guy is screaming in your ear or while all this noise is being made around you. And he looked up after he was done, and he put up two fingers. He only got two of the numbers.
It's,
he looks like he has a problem concentrating.
It sounds like
with
the game Hearing Things. Have you ever heard of that game?
No.
You put on a headset?
Some sort of training for Olympic athletes to keep you focused on the task at
hand. This is like,
he didn't look like he was doing very well.
That's what Hearing Things is. So you put on this headset, you click a button, and you hold the buds to your ear, and it's like these loud voices talking, and then you have to like read your partner's lips. They're saying a sentence, and you have to read your partner's
lips.
That's
pretty cool.
And you have to focus on it. It's a very frustrating game if you have like ADD like me. Because once you can't understand what your partner is saying after the first or second attempt, like, you're taking your headphones off. It's crap.
That sounds like Pictionary. Sounds like an argument, right?
Yeah.
Because when the person doesn't draw it right,
oh God,
you're angry.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what that sounds. That sounds like an exercise in frustration right there that I will not be involved in.
It is. All right, we'll come back. Clay Travis will join us at 12:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, guys. Unfortunately, almost half you men out there over 40 need to listen up. And we know this is uncomfortable to talk about, but it's common and not weird, and there's something you can do about it. ED, not being able to perform your best. Now, thanks to science, it can be optional. 4hymns.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED. Prescription solutions backed by science. One ED pill starting with a V just came off patent on December 11th, and that's a game changer. Being your best means performing your best. And now you can do it with no waiting room, no trip to the pharmacy, just a simple online medical consultation and direct shipment to your door. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. So go to 4hims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes. 4hims.com/yes.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for only $16.99. Or upgrade to high mileage for $17.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve engine performance with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm at Walgreens because spring is in the air and so are my allergies. Fortunately, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right relief fast. As soon as I get an itchy nose, sneezing, or watery eyes, I find exactly what I need, like Zyrtec, which provides fast, strong relief for my toughest allergy symptoms. So, although spring is in the air, thanks to Walgreens, so is allergy relief. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with cards, select Zyrtec products are $18.99 through April 28th. Use as directed.
Okay, let's clear a few things up about secret clinical strength antiperspirant. Number one, it's not actually a secret. You can tell anyone about it. Two, it's clinically strong, which just means it's good at preventing sweat. Like, twice as good as regular antiperspirant. Three, strength is a cool word. You don't really see it a ton on women's deodorant packaging, so we were like, sure, let's shake things up. Four, sweating is the worst. 4.5, not sweating is great. So you should buy secret clinical strength antiperspirant.
The NBA playoffs are still going strong. Spring is in the air. Summer's just around the corner, so you're going to have lots of opportunities for fun nights made with stiff drinks. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that if you're going to buy a bottle, buy the bottle I buy, specifically a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness and filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. In fact, as I've told you for years now, New Amsterdam Vodka is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the wine and spirits store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. And with the support of listeners of the Gary Parrish Show, we have turned Memphis into the number one New Amsterdam market per capita in the entire country. Quite an achievement. Very proud of that. And they got flavored vodkas as well. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. Try one, try them all. Just make sure to try New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
So if you want or need legal guidance and you want to deal with trustworthy guys who will make you feel comfortable and speak your language, get in touch with Eskins, King, and Marnie. You can call them day or night at 528-8888. That's Eskins, King, and Marnie. They're on the web, EskinsKing.com.
It's Derby season, and there's only one thing better than a winning horse. A fine hat from Mr. Hats. Be the best-looking thing in Kentucky since fried chicken. Mr. Hats, 113 South Highland in the Poplar Plaza Shopping Center.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I'm feeling my way around this Honda, and it has enough room to seat up to 8. This must be the Honda Pilot at KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Pilot for well-qualified buyers.
Race into your Memphis area Honda dealer for a dream deal on a new Honda.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
At Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to offer service you can trust, along with innovative products like the Sensi Wi-Fi thermostat to keep you comfortable and save you money. Monitor temperatures and schedules from across the room or across the country, all from the convenience of your smartphone. Remote control of your home or office environment has never been easier. Have a Sensi Wi-Fi thermostat installed for only $259 for a limited time. Schedule today at 255-1111 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Landmark.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Great.
With a beautiful new Gravely zero-turn mower from Commercial Equipment Company. Commercial sells equipment for commercial companies as well as for residential buyers like yourself. That's exactly right. You can get it all at Commercial Equipment. That's the lawnmower store. They sell and service blowers, edgers, hedge trimmers, and line trimmers. Get everything you need, oil, line for the trimmers, plus Commercial can even repair and service most any small engine, Jason.
You look around, people. Spring. See these weeds growing in your yard? That's not grass. It's weeds. Lawnmower Store's got everything you need to take those weeds down. Mm-hmm. Cut them. While you're there, you can ask about their 0% financing for up to 48 months. That's on Gravely and Red Max Equipment. Whether your needs are commercial or residential, doesn't matter. At Commercial Equipment Company, the Lawnmower Store, they've got everything you could need, as John said, from sales to service to parts to repair. Remember, mow the distance. With a zero-turn Gravely mower from Commercial Equipment Company, they are easy to find. 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. All you do is take a right off Summer Avenue, located diagonally across from Putt Putter. You can call them up directly at 901-275-8177. Again, that's 275-8177. Go mow the distance.
Penny got a mad boy.
Got who mad?
The old sort of adage is...
Got New Mexico mad?
Well, yes.
Got had Tulane, had Dunleavy a little hot for a little while.
Yes.
Before you let him keep Crabtree.
Tubby mad?
Tubby ain't mad.
Tubby ain't mad.
Tubby's high road.
Oh, yeah. Well, plus he's got, he got paid to go away.
Thank you. That man got $10 million.
Really, Tubby should thank Penny. Man, put him out of his misery.
He should definitely thank Memphis.
But Penny has made a lot of people mad. Since being the
what are you talking about?
University of Memphis.
Some
coach.
New report out?
Well, there is an old adage, right? And the old adage is something along the lines of, you know, if you got haters, you're doing something right.
Yeah. If you don't, what is it? If you don't have no haters, you ain't popping.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
You see how tuned in I am to the young folks.
Yeah, you are. Man, you are. Even as you sip your coffee before bed. Right? And you, do you read the newspaper?
No.
Okay.
Not at night. The newspaper online.
No. We played some audio yesterday from John Rothstein of CBS Sports.
Yeah.
He did a podcast with Penny Hardaway. It's funny, though, because, like, he started the podcast. We don't have the audio. There's no need to play it. But he started the podcast, John Rothstein with Penny did, by saying, "You've done a lot of national and local media. And I got to tell you, I haven't heard this question answered. Where did Anthony become Penny?" I was like, "You got to be kidding me. Really? You don't know the answer to that question? John, that question's never been asked to Penny before."
Isn't that what even on his wiki page?
Oh, my Lord.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like that is like
the most... Because that's what people do for research for interviews these days, right? They just go to their wiki page. And isn't that on his about his grandmother naming him Penny?
Yes. Like, I feel like that's common knowledge at this point.
Yeah, just in fairness, it's a common story here. We all know it. It's told to us at birth. When we're born as Memphians, we're told the story of Penny's grandmother.
When I was 5 years old, my mom told me that story.
Right, exactly. But now, John Rothstein didn't grow up here, John, so in fairness to him...
Okay, whatever.
I think it's on his wiki page.
Yeah, like,
there's no excuse.
He had a copper skin tone when he was young, and that's where...
You're killing a national guy for not knowing that Anthony, that his grandmother...
I just feel like everybody knows that answer.
They do here.
You know, I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
It doesn't take a lot of work to find that one out.
Bennett, you think I'm wrong?
No, I think you're right.
I mean, I just feel like that's a very obvious question.
I mean, I love posing it as it's the...
It's like, oh, groundbreaking.
Let me get to something that no one's asking you.
Yeah. Well,
Penny's like, what?
Something important.
There's a reason people haven't asked him.
Where'd you get the name Penny?
I like your, what is that, your New York accent?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of Boston, though.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, it keeps going back and forth a little bit.
But you can work on it. There's something there.
Yeah,
I think.
We should get my grandmother in law.
We've had her on. She was
not
wonderful.
My grandmother in law.
Oh no, that was your mother in law.
Now that's an accent for you right there. But anyway, in the podcast, Penny also says, you know, who better to coach one and dones than me and Mike Miller? If you're trying to get to the NBA, there's no one better to get you there than me and Mike. That isn't a slight to any coach, but we've been there and we know what it takes. And John Rothstein tweeted that quote, and Kentucky fans came out. Ooh, they are mad. They are mad.
Coach Cal?
Let me read you some of the responses from Kentucky fans to this tweet about Penny Hardaway's, you know, sort of his saying, his philosophy, that we can coach one and dones better than anybody.
I mean, he said no offense to anybody else.
Who's buying? This is from U of K Wildcats. Who's buying that bleep? He has zero experience. And Calipari and Kay have proven they can do it over and over again. Again, Penny has zero college coaching experience. Zero.
Well, this goes with you don't have any haters, you ain't popping.
Batman. His Twitter handle is BleedBlue24.
All right.
This is the dumbest statement of the day. I'm already tired of this dude, and he hasn't coached one game.
They're tired of Penny in Lexington.
They really are.
I love it.
All right, well, here we go.
They said I'm tired of this dude like this, Dan Dockich.
This is J.D. DeCincy. Ha 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 ha. Because they have coached so many of them. This is from Stephen Ray, PE, husband, dad, UK grad and fan, structural engineer. Penny last played in the NBA in 2007, 10 years ago when the current seniors had barely started elementary school. I don't think they remember much of his playing career.
Oh, I
played 20 games combined his last 2 years and a half of season 3 years.
Lame argument that kids don't know who Penny Hardaway is. This is the dumbest thing ever.
I want to find.
They have no clue. They're just clearly not informed.
I want to find a positive tweet from Kentucky fans. Where's the proof? This is from Draft Cats. Where's the proof? Big gamble. This is from the real JP, 2323. Calipari says hello. Dan Biller. Is he drunk? Let's see. This is from Whatever It Takes. I don't know if he's a Kentucky. Oh,
well,
yeah.
They're getting worse.
Hashtag BBN. He's a Kentucky fan. LOL. Neither one has been a college coach. Maybe get a year under your belt before saying such dumb statements.
They're scared.
They are just.
You don't even. This is beneath you. It doesn't even move your needle on your radar, right? If nothing's going on over here. And let's be real. Let's without shoveling any dirt on it. They weren't talking like this when Tubby Smith was the coach. They weren't talking like this when Josh Pastner was the coach. Why? Because now they see you as a threat.
No question.
Now, of course, they hate you.
No question.
And now, of course, you're dumb, and this is dumb, and Memphis is taking a big gamble because they see you as a threat get the kind of the kids that they're after.
No question.
And that's why this happened.
James
so I'm
Wiseman,
with you 100%.
DJ Jeffries, Matthew Hurt.
Like, you want them hating
Jalen
on
Jalen LeCue. Mm-hmm. Like, Memphis is going to be a thorn in Kentucky's side as
but
long as
Penny.
It can
be, potentially.
Well, yeah,
it can
exactly.
be a thorn. It hasn't been yet.
At some point,
it has the potential
Penny
to be.
Penny is going to have to get one from Cal in order for that to be true. But he's going to try. He was going to try. I mean, basically every kid they're going for in 2019 has a Kentucky
offer. Well, you saw him. He tried to get Ashton Hagans. He went over there.
Yeah, he did.
And Ashton's going to reclassify.
E.J. Montgomery as well.
Yeah.
You know, so they have basically just said, hey, has Kentucky offered the kid? Perfect. We're in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I admire that to a point. Right. At some point, if you're going to go head to head with Kentucky, you're going to have to get one or two.
Right.
In order to justify the resources. But Penny's going to test. I mean, first of all, Coach K has been a thorn in Cal's side the last several years.
Yes, he has.
You know, because K has stepped it up. There was a time there where Cal basically ran college basketball.
He owned it there for the one, especially the one and dones.
And then, you know, Coach K, whether it was with Jason Tatum, mm-hmm. Marvin Bagley. You know, the list goes on and on.
He's
fought back. He is. And R.J. Barrett. And
he joined the arms race.
And Zion.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, K has definitely shifted the arms race. But here comes Penny. He's willing to piss anybody off in the way of getting a player, which I love, which I appreciate. You just got to make sure you get one or two of them.
I just think it's a word we've used with Penny. He's fearless. And look, we heard it in his media availability last week. You know, he's talking about national championships. I know Jeff's pointed that out a lot. You know, he's also, when you talk about recruiting, he talks about the Dukes and the Kentuckys and the Kansases, basically, and battling those folks, right? He's not talking about beating out, you know, Arkansas or Wichita State for a player. Like the way he envisions it, at least from the web, what he's told us, is recruiting at a level that those guys are at. And that, to me, is fearlessness. Now, yeah, you got to be careful, to your point, going back to it, and we've said this the entire time, got to be selective. You're not going to win all these battles. You don't want to waste time. But I'm all for this. I'm all for the fearlessness, and I'm all for those folks in Lexington hating on us right now. That means you're doing something good.
There's no question.
Uh-huh.
So I think, you know, I got Memphis fans tweeting me this article that somebody in Kentucky wrote. This is a good thing. This is development because it just means Memphis is relevant again.
Well, that's what it means. They're looking down here and they're
nobody,
they're
nobody likes to see nobody likes to see Memphis relevant, right? Outside of Memphis, they don't like that. You know, Memphis is supposed to stay in its place.
Mm-hmm.
You did Tubby wrong.
That's what Dan said.
You know,
great.
But now they're going up against Kentucky for James Wiseman.
Great.
They're going up against Kentucky for DJ Jeffries.
Great.
They're going up against Kentucky for Jalen LeCue.
Great.
Trendon Watford.
Great.
Am I missing anybody?
Great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.